From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has arrived in Iraq for talks with his commanders and Iraqi leaders about ways the U.S. can ramp up the fight against the Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Carter is also looking for an update on the fight to retake Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city, from the militants. The visit comes as Washington considers an increase in the number of American troops in Iraq. The death toll from Saturday's powerful earthquake in Ecuador has reached more than 270. The quake struck along Ecuador's Pacific coast, where we understand from Gabriela Benitez of World Vision help is arriving.
All the authorities have been there since the first earthquake. And we also, as an NGO, we are coordinating all the efforts and all the response with the local authorities and also with the humanitarian team of the country.
And across the Pacific, at least 42 have died from Thursday and Friday's earthquakes that hit Japan's Kyushu Island. Brazilian lawmakers have voted to back the impeachment process for President Dilma Rousseff. Sean Burgess is a Brazil expert at Australian National University.
This is the second time that a Brazilian president has been impeached. And it's not entirely clear how strong the legality of it was, but what is clear is that there's been a statement made that the Congress has the power to impeach the president. Now, this, of course, doesn't mean that she's out of office, but the Chamber of Deputies has made a pretty strong statement.
Opposition to Rousseff has increased in recent months with accusations she illegally covered up government budget shortfalls to increase her chances for re-election in 2014. She denies the accusations. She was first elected in 2010, then again 2014. This is VOA News.